BBC Audio presents Boxer and Doberman, a crime comedy set in Glasgow and written by Alistair Jessaman.
Boxer and Doberman by Alistair Jessaman. With Finlay Welsh as Detective Inspector Bob Boxer and Anita Vitesse as Detective Constable Shona Doberman. Episode 1. Headless in Glasgow.
You see them on the telly. You're told about them at police college. But when you see your first mutilated corpse for yourself, it's a whole new kettle of flesh.
That's it, DC Doberman. Have a good book. Don't worry, love. You'll soon get used to it. If you've seen as many dead bodies as I have, it's no big... Mind you, this one's particularly... fair turns your stomach.
Sir, we found his head.
Where was it?
Ibrox.
Ibrox again?
Yes, sir, just outside the football ground.
Could be sectarian, sir.
That's what I was thinking. Any idea on this, Johnny?
Professor Geoffrey McIntyre worked at the university.
Another academic. 10 decapitated academics. 10 heads turning up in Ibrox. Makes no sense. Do you notice anything strange about the body, Doberman?
Well, like the rest of them, sir. These large letters VI tattooed on the chest.
Ah. Yeah. Well, of course there is that. No, I was meaning the strange brown marks on his forearm.
Freckles.
Hmm?
Freckles. You've got them too, sir. So have I. Look.
Then we could both be in danger too.
Three months in the job and I was finding plenty of things about detective work that I loved. Telling Mrs. McIntyre that her husband's head was no longer attached to his body. Well, that wasn't one of them.
You've got to look them straight in the eye, Doberman, you understand? Come out with it. Don't shilly-shally. It's better in the long run.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. McIntyre.
Yes? Can I help you?
Detective Inspector Boxer and Detective Constable Doberman, Strathclyde Police.
Oh?
The fact is, Mrs. McIntyre, we were wondering if you might be interested in sponsoring a police dog.
It's your husband, Mrs. McIntyre. I'm afraid he's been murdered. Good God.
Aye. Decapitated by a psychotic serial killer, I'm afraid. Head clean off.
He probably didn't suffer.
Well, not that much. It depends if his intestines were removed before his head or... Anyway, I'm sure you don't want the specifics, Mrs. McIntyre. Suffice it to say...
You'd better come in.
Thank you.
Sorry about the mess. I have a monthly cheese tasting circle and things got a little out of hand today. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cameron! Bad rooster. I'm sorry, Inspector. He insists on sleeping in my husband's chair. Out! Out, Cameron! Sorry about that. So, Geoffrey's dead. Funny to think he won't be taking Cameron for a walk anymore. It used to amuse me watching my husband walk down the street with Cameron on his little lead.
Mrs. McIntyre, do you have any idea who might have wanted to cut your husband's head off with a chainsaw?
Hmm? Oh, sorry. Need a minute. Bit of a shock.
Of course.
I set the table for two. That's his place, next to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Funny to think there'll be an extra lamb cutlet tonight.
Did your husband have any enemies, Mrs. McIntyre?
No, not really. He didn't have any friends either. He just had his work at the university, and when he wasn't working, he was dozing in that armchair. Sometimes he sat there so quietly, I thought he'd passed on. I often had to prod him with a stick to make sure. That's the stick there, uh-huh. Under the coffee table. Funny to think I'll never have to prod Geoffrey again.
I know this must be difficult for you, Mrs. McIntyre, but was your husband at...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?